Back at center, Kurashev turned it over. Vetrano, 4 seconds left. Vetrano in on left wing, and this game is over as it's centered from the corner by Anaheim. No one there to direct it out by Mrazek. The Hawk players come out to congratulate their goaltender. The Ducks didn't play poorly, but they can't score a goal and lose 1-0.
Yeah, that's perfectly described what transpired here tonight at United Center here in Chicago. Continues to not be easy. You look at some of these teams, for instance, the Blackhawks here tonight, you look at the record and you're like, boy, this is a similar occurrence to what transpired against the Montreal Canadiens just games ago back at Honda Center. Struggling team coming in, like to have gotten that one, like to have gotten the one against St. Louis there. Once again at Honda, streaky St. Louis team, you dropped that one. No different here tonight on the road in Chicago against a young Blackhawks team who just wanted it more. I mean, look, at the end of the day, they played the better 60-minute hockey game, coming out with only a one-goal lead, 1-0, and tough break, and I'm back.
So spend just a couple of minutes with Emerson up here in the booth, and we'll take a break, and then Emerson and Alexis will close out the broadcast. Don't forget, we are at home against the Winnipeg Jets coming up on Saturday. Get your tickets in advance for that. And we'll just see if the Ducks can create some offense. And we know one thing, Winnipeg's capable of scoring some goals, so that's ahead. But I think we've talked everything we could about this particular hockey game. Emerson, when do you reach that point where it becomes so frustrating you're afraid to make a mistake because you can't score goals? Other team might have a one or two goal lead. Is there something they can do on the ice to make this thing turn around?
Well, I thought it was a great point by Ducks head coach Greg Cronin. And in a sense, this last stretch, he might have been, to his opinion, overemphasizing maybe some of the mistakes and really focusing in on just the mistakes, the hiccups, maybe the lack of playmaking in certain areas, and really focusing on that instead of the good things, right? It's easy to, during stretches like this, when you're not winning games and they're close games, but you're just not quite coming out with the 2 points. He thought, in his own estimation, that he was being a little too hypercritical on some of the negative plays, maybe lost puck battles, turnovers, so on and so forth, that he wanted to focus a little bit more on the positives. Even though you're not coming out with the wins, the positives that are leading to some of your quality chances for. But look, it still continues to not be good enough as far as quality chances produced offensively for the Anaheim Ducks. And one more point, the lack of finishing ability at times. I mean, hey, there was chances to tie the game, to go up in the game, and you got to bear down, lower that bottom hand on that stick and get that shovel out and just try to shovel those things home.
Well, the Ducks will work on that, I'm sure, when they return home later tonight in the coming days, as Winnipeg will be again the next opponent. Sunday, December 10th, good seats remain for it. If you can't be there in person, we'll have the broadcast at 4:30 with our 30-minute pregame show, 5 o'clock play-by-play. I'm out of here. I'll keep the seat warm on the bus heading to the airport. Meanwhile, Emerson Edom with Alexis Downey when we return. And don't forget, Sunday hockey at Honda Center against Winnipeg. Back in a moment here on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie certified AC installations. Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
G-A-C-L-A, 125-674-EM-433-90.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at AnaheimDucks.com/flex plans.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show here on DuckStream. Another disappointing loss for the Ducks tonight on the road, 1-0 to the Chicago Blackhawks, being shut out to close out this road trip. Alexis Downey here with you, Emerson Edom in Chicago on site. Emerson, like I just said, disappointing ending to this game for a Ducks team that had a lot of shots on goal tonight.
Yeah, and it continues to not really matter with team stats. I mean, look, they've this past stretch have been able to lead in the shots on goal category and still not come out with the 2 points there. And, you know, myself and Steve had some chances just to talk about the overall level of play, and I think we both came to the agreement that we just need more quality chances. There was a lot of perimeter puck movement there, going strong side to weak side for the Anaheim Ducks, and a lot of teams, a lot of opposition that we've seen here this last stretch is just keeping it simple. The Ducks did a couple plays where they just shot it from either the near side or far side hash marks, just got it on net, were able to get a rebound or two, and I just think when they started to veer away from that simplicity, to veer away from that high to low shots, when the D did find that seam, that lane to get it to the net, they did early on. They seemed to fizzle in that department, maybe overthought a lot of offensive sequences, and sometimes you less is more, simple's better, and it was working for them early on until it fizzled out.
The Ducks now falling to 2-10, win out shooting opponents this season, certainly something that they want to work on. But let's get to some of the highlights from this game, beginning in that first period. Leo Carlson, Connor Bedard, we talked all about this matchup going into the game. While Leo Carlson had a hard shot with about 8:47 on the clock in that first period, his second shot of the game.
Here comes Killorn. for Carlson. A shot! Oh, and he had some mustard on that wrister, and it's gloved by Mrazek.
It would have been great if we could have saw one of those pucks go in the net for Leo Carlson in this game, but good to see him getting moving early, though, Emerson.
Yeah, and I thought that was great deception there on that entry. His body language was looking, hey, I'm going to kick this out to Killorn there. And no, he went right back to shooting there, almost cross body to the far side. It was a long-range shot, but close nonetheless.
Now, this period ended at 0-0. Chicago getting two big power play chances. It felt like the Ducks were playing down a man for the most part in that period, but really just for about 4 minutes. So moving into that second period of play, we saw a lot of big saves by Lukasz Dostal in the net, and this was one of them on a wraparound by Joey Anderson.
Henrique will play it at center ice, backhand feed in, and then he puts a big cross check on one of the Hawks on the far side between the benches. Here's Chicago breaking in. Karchinski to the net, a shot, save, rebound, and Dostal went left to right to get a piece of that. That puck appeared to be headed towards an open side.
Now, Lukasz Dostal in this game definitely standing out and bouncing back from the recent play that he's had.
Yeah, no, that was a big-time stop there on the back door, one of his best of the night. And look, was he tested, say, as John Gibson was against Vancouver and what they tossed at him? No, there's been a couple games in the past few now where I think the goaltender, just from the Anaheim Ducks standpoint, has gotten tested a little bit more than Lukasz has here tonight. But look, he made the saves he needed to save. And he showed up. He definitely wanted to brush, like you mentioned, those last two maybe underperforming efforts there he's had. He came up and I thought he came up big here for this Ducks team. Gave him every chance to try to come out with this win here, just falling short.
Now, another player on the Ducks tonight that had a pretty big game, Brock McGinn. He laid a huge hit on Connor Murphy with about 14:40 on the clock in that second period of play.
Here's the puck being moved in by Anaheim towards the front of the net. Loose puck, Fowler gets it. Behind the goal, Connor Murphy takes her. Oh, my, what a hit the Ducks just made on him. I'm telling you, that was a huge hit on Murphy by Brock McGinn.
Emerson, it's fun to see McGinn with that physicality in his game again.
Yeah, we're typically night in, night out, expecting to see that Radko Gudas come across the neutral zone and doing those huge hip checks that he's been laying out night in, night out. Well, tonight it's Brock McGinn on just such a clean. He loads up, he starts to rise, and he just, what a clean and hard hit he laid in on that forecheck. That was quite the scene and fun to watch.
Philip Kurvachev would be the one to get the power play goal, a one-timer, Bedard feeding it over to him at 9:21 into the period, and Chicago got a 1-0 lead.
In across the Hawk line, a shot! It's blocked in front of the net, and back comes Chicago with speed.
Well, great try by Brett Leason on the rush. Tries to find either a triangle through the stick of the defenseman or between the legs. Great chance.
Here's Chicago, a drive, they score! That's Kurashev. It's a power play goal. Crowder up there, it's 1-0 for the Blackhawks.
Well, Emerson, after the great penalty killing that we've seen in the last two games from the Ducks, the Blackhawks breaking through that tonight. It was Kurashev getting the one-timer power play goal in that second period.
Yeah, no, it was a great blast by the forward Kurashev there, just putting it on a tee from Bedard, and it was just a nice 5-foot drop. Bedard turns around as he's skating backwards, and like I mentioned, puts it on a tee for Kurashev, and we saw a couple bombs from Kurashev. Once on the power play flank on the near side, got quite the handle on that one, and then, of course, his goal, the lone goal of the hockey game. Just not enough here tonight for the Anaheim Ducks, and you got to think, just a one-goal game, how do they just better themselves in opportunities like this? You know, it's a Chicago Blackhawk team that somewhat underwhelming, you know, just top six. They don't have the firepower that some of the recent teams that the Ducks have faced have, and you just would have liked for the Anaheim Ducks to bring a little bit more offensively, but nonetheless, what a bomb from Kershaw.
As Emerson said, a 1-0 game in that third period. But before we wrap up these calls, we have one more for you, as Jakob Silfverberg had a really nice chance in that third period in front of Mrazek.
Here's Chicago digging hard, deep in their own zone, trying to clear it out. Puck held in by Lyubushkin. Behind the net, Beaudreau in pursuit of it. Will lay a hit, try and steal the puck from Radish. It's stolen. Big save, Mrazek, on Jakob Silfverberg in front.
Mrazek again with a big-time stop there. What a chance for the Anaheim Ducks. Stop yet again from Peter Mrazek.
Well, Emerson, before I let you go, the Ducks falling on both of their games on the road this week. They're going to come back home and play on Sunday against Winnipeg. But what do you think they can take from these two games?
Well, not maybe look so much at the team stats as a whole. I mean, you want to lead in as many categories as you can. But I got to tell you what, they led in a lot of those team stats last game, didn't come out the win, obviously outshot the Blackhawks here tonight, did not come out the win. So how do they get more quality looks at the net? And then furthermore, how do they bury just primetime scoring chances? I could look no further than early on in the game where Alex Killorn had an opportunity at somewhat of open net. Mintikoff from up top has a long range shot at some empty netting there. Just put them both wide, and God, you just got to think, what's it going to take for them to bear down on those type of opportunities?
Well, we'll see how they can do that on Sunday when they come back to Honda Center. Emerson, thanks for joining the post-game show, and safe travels back here to Southern California.
Thanks, Edie. I'd like to have gotten the win, but hopefully we can get her done this next stretch. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Hopefully we can on Sunday. And make sure to come back after this timeout, as we will have more for you on the post-game show.
Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour, with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you, with a natural, crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Welcome back to the post-game show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey here with you to talk about this 1-0 loss to the Chicago Blackhawks tonight for the Anaheim Ducks, closing out their 2-game road trip this week before they head back home and take on the Winnipeg Jets on Sunday. You sent us some messages, so it's time for us to go through some of your thoughts about this game and break down kind of what we saw. So, first one from Marty, our listener that always loves to send us a text. We always appreciate that, Marty. He said, "Relax, everyone. Dostal was great, and we kept a clean sheet in the first. Progress. Also, I'm thinking far ahead, but, you know, there's some good projected picks in this upcoming draft that I'd love to see on the Ducks, depending on where they finish this season." Yeah, the draft seems like a really long time away at this point next summer. But, you know, I think that's something that obviously Pat Verbeek is always thinking about. And when he looks at the team, he knows that they are still building towards that future. And this year, I mean, he shared a lot of it, his expectations for the year. He knows that these players are still developing, our young guys, and we still have young guys that are, you know, in San Diego and other places in their respective junior leagues. So a lot to look forward to in that future, and obviously still some picks for next year's draft. Like I said, it just feels so far away. We're only in December, but supposedly, reportedly, it's going to be in Las Vegas at the Sphere next June, so that'll be an exciting time, I'm sure. But hey, you're right. Lukáš Dostál, a great bounce back performance tonight compared to the last couple outings he's had. I think it's really tough for him because he started the month the season in the month of October really strong. He was the rookie of the month. He had great numbers, outstanding performances. The Ducks were winning a lot. That obviously helps your confidence. Then you go in, you have a couple rough games. You have some games where you're just not getting any help in front of you either. And it results in some tough play for yourself because you're getting some tough shots on you, as Lukáš Dostál saw. But tonight, definitely bouncing back in this performance tonight, going 24 for 25 in the net. The lone goal coming on a power play for the Chicago Blackhawks, as we mentioned in that last segment. So great to see Lukáš Dostál, his save percentage 960 tonight compared to his last outing in Edmonton. Definitely an improvement there. And I really hope that that's certainly going to help his confidence as he gets some more shots in the net this season. All right, another text that we received, it's Plagues. Thank you, Plagues, for sending us a text. He said, "It honestly feels weird. It honestly feels without Mac T. It honestly feels without Mac T. There's not one spark plug in that lineup, and it is impossible to replicate the heart that kid plays with game in and game out. I liked Gauthier during preseason. Maybe bring him up. Need some more of a spark lit within this group. Tonight is simply not going to cut it." Yeah, you can definitely feel that gap at Mason McTavish being out. Really is just that line is missing him. But I really did like the play that we saw from Brett Leeson tonight. Yes, I know he was on the wing, Stromer in the middle there, taking over from McTavish. It's tough to fill that gap. And I know that the Bally broadcast shared an interesting stat going into this game that the first round picks for the Ducks from 2016 to 2021, all of them out from this game tonight. Now, granted, Urho Vaakanainen was not chosen by the Ducks, but he was a first-round pick by the Boston Bruins. He was from 2017. Otherwise, just to give you some names from tonight's game, Max Jones out. Isaac Lindstrom has been out this season. Trevor Zegras, Jamie Drysdale, and Mason McTavish. So just thinking about that lineup without all of those players, it's tough. I mean, the Ducks really having to adjust tonight. We saw that with the changes in the lines that head coach Greg Cronin made tonight. And some interesting play, too, in that sense that there was a couple moments in the game where Brett Leeson was saw again with McGinn and Carrick just a couple times. And you just saw that chemistry because those three have played so much together already that it was definitely a reward for Brett Leeson to be on that second line tonight. And he definitely had a good game on that end as well. So let's go through a couple more of the guys that played in this game and just talk a little bit more specifically about Brett Leeson on the second line tonight. Probably coming into this one with that prove it mentality. He's been playing well, so he was rewarded with getting bumped up to that second line tonight with Vetrano and Strom. He had 4 shots on goal after 2 periods of play, 5 total shots on goal. He was getting in on the play as well, and I really liked what we saw from him on some of the chances that he had, but ultimately just not being able to put one in the back of the net. But as I said, 5 shots on goal. He was one of the Ducks leaders tonight. The other one, Troy Terry, 5 shots on goal as well. We're just waiting on Troy Terry to score. Hopefully it comes soon. You feel for him. His play has definitely not been up to what he always envisions for himself as of late this year. He has not scored since November 1st. That was the game that he had a hat trick in. Has not scored a goal since then. This was his 300th NHL game tonight. We're just hoping to see more from Troy Terry and hoping he can get out of this funk, because the Ducks need his scoring ability and they need his offensive power and his skill set. And overall tonight, I just think that it was a tough night for this lineup. This was one of those games that the Ducks, they needed to win point blank and they weren't able to do it. Now, granted, a big part of that was Peter Mrazek in the net. He was outstanding. A shutout for him. For the Chicago Blackhawks, 37 of 37 in the net. There's just some nights that, you know, your team doesn't get lucky with a bounce the right way. And Mrazek was on top of all of that tonight. And I think that was definitely a big difference maker. So we will get to more on this post-game show from this game in Chicago after the break.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly! The magic continues! For
music.
DC.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold beer and country music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
All I need to keep me from losing it is good cold beer and country music.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Didn't come off too much like a...
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long.
This guitar about as hard as it can.
To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of.
Thank God I get to.
TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little southern hospitality now.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Welcome back to the post-game show here on Duck Stream. A 1-0 loss for the Anaheim Ducks on the road in Chicago tonight, wrapping up this two-game road trip. The Ducks now falling to 5-4 on the road and 10-16 overall. Some tough play as of late that we've seen. Certainly the injuries not helping as well. But a couple more things to note from this game. We talked a little bit about Brett Leeson, Troy Terry in this one. Adam Henrique playing in his 400th Ducks game. He was 64% in the faceoff circle tonight, so a good number. And that was an area that the Ducks improved on as the game went on. Starting in that first period, they were at about 39%, but they ended the game at 50, almost 53% in the faceoff circle. So improvement on that end. And in particular, that third period definitely saw a lot of shots on goal for the Ducks as they had 9, holding Chicago to only 1 shot on goal in that final period. But as we mentioned, Peter Mrazek coming up big for the Hawks in the net and just stopping a lot of quality shots for the Ducks in the net. So tough one on that end. The final shots on goal total was 37 for Anaheim, 25 for Chicago. And another player to highlight in this one, Brock McGinn, really getting in on the play tonight. We played his big hit on Connor Murphy in that second period, and he definitely having a strong game here too, playing physical, making smart decisions, like in particular that drop pass that he had to Brett Leeson in the second period. It's just good to see him continuing to play well in more recent games. And that chemistry that he has with Sam Carrick on that line, we saw Ross Johnston filling in on that fourth line tonight as Brett Leeson was up on the second one. But I really have liked what we've seen out of the fourth line guys so far in the last couple games too. So going through this game a little bit more, starting in that first period, the period started off pretty strong for the Ducks. But the penalties hurting them once again, taking 2 penalties in that first period. It felt like they were playing down a man for almost the whole period, which really was not the case. It was only for 4 minutes, but the Blackhawks definitely putting up some shots when they had the power play opportunity. They were 1-7 on the power play today. 7 shots, 1 goal as a part of that. That was a tough one for Lukasz Dostal. Definitely not his fault on that end either. Then moving into that second period, again, Dostal making some big saves, Brock McGinn having that big hit, and the Ducks seemed to kind of pick it up in that period as it continued on, as I mentioned, improving in the faceoff circle, but it just felt like things were a little slow for them at points. When they didn't have the puck, that was something that Emerson and Steve were talking about on the broadcast, just seeming slow to it, making the plays, getting that possession, just overall maybe not the most connected that we've seen the Ducks in recent games. Moving into that third period, though, we talk about the puck movement. Well, the passes weren't really there for the Ducks tonight. They weren't moving the puck around a lot, and that was definitely part of the passing as well. The Hawks taking advantage of that when they were able to, and another area on that concern was just the lack of quality chances for Anaheim in this game. And when they did have the quality chances, because there definitely were some in this game, they couldn't quite finish. And that was because Mrazek was so strong in the net tonight. So falling a 1-0 game to the Chicago Blackhawks, definitely a game that Anaheim really wanted to get, really should have got tonight on the road. And I think it would have helped them moving into this next game against the Winnipeg Jets. That one is on Sunday, an early one, a 5:00 game. 4:30 start. So we have another text message too that I want to get to from Felicia. She said, been listening to the games while under the weather with a cold. A coworker who is a Kings fan is like, hey, the Ducks aren't looking so hot. I'm like, hey, the dudes are young and hiccups happen. Wait until the next matchup. I love that, Felicia. Exactly. This team is young. And that's something that we kind of need to remind ourselves with this season. We have this strong start. Then we have the 8-game losing streak. We snapped that losing streak last weekend. But then we fall in 2 games once again this week. To one, a very, very strong team in the Colorado Avalanche, and then to the Chicago Blackhawks, a team, like we said, a team that the Anaheim Ducks should have got the win against tonight. But, you know, when a goalie is hot, they're hot, and it's hard to find the right bounces and just anything putting it past him. So, again, yes, this Ducks team is young. Things happen, and it's all a part of the process. That's just something we have to remind ourselves, even though it is quite frustrating when the team is down, especially to a team in the Chicago Blackhawks that we saw tonight. But it was fun to watch the Leo Carlson-Connor Bedard matchup also as a part of this game. And we get to see it 2 more times this season, but that will not be until March. A couple other things I wanted to mention before we wrap up this post-game show. There was a lot happening around the NHL tonight. I mentioned it a little bit as a part of one of my game reports, but Patrick Kane making his debut for the Detroit Red Wings tonight. He did not have any points in that game, but wow, that one was a wild finish. 8 goals in the second period alone, Detroit going up 4 goals, and then San Jose fighting their way back in it, scoring 4 of their own before Detroit had another one, and then San Jose finished it off with 2 goals, getting a win. That was just a wild game, as I said. Definitely an exciting one, too. The Los Angeles Kings, they had the record longest season opening road streak now at 11, a 4-0 win over the Montreal Canadiens tonight. 11 wins in a row on the road for the Kings. And then the Washington Capitals, Alex Ovechkin becoming the 16th player in NHL history with 1,500 points after he had an assist tonight. So, like I said, a lot happening around the National Hockey League tonight. And the Anaheim Ducks are heading back home. They will play 1 game at home this weekend. That will be on Sunday against the Winnipeg Jets. A 5 p.m. game, 4:30 pregame show here on DuckStream. Looking to put this road trip behind them, but take the things that were good out of it and put it into Sunday's game. Creating more quality chances, that being one of them. Trying to capitalize on the power play as they did in both of the games against Colorado. And just a couple other things. And hopefully maybe we'll see some of the guys back for that one as well on Sunday. Max Jones, Mason McTavish. We'll see who will be back in the lineup. Thank you for listening to the post-game show here on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn. And come back after the break for the Ducks and Blackhawks replay. And don't go anywhere and join us again on Sunday. Thank you.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
G-A-C-L-A, 125-674-EM-433-90.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.